As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Thursday, February the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday live right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. I've got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you today. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air or take Oracle with you on your mobile device. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Those numbers and so much more are posted on the homepage, oraclebroadcasting.com. Of course, you can also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. That's bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96, out of small town America, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to us. 65647. Once again, a big shout out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Gold this morning traverses a $1,100 grid line as global investment community falters. Talk about that in a moment. The Chinese dragon poised to control the gold market. We'll talk about that as well. We'll go down and visit with some of those poor Afrikaners. Yeah, we'll go there too. The history of law, perhaps in the second hour. A lot more on the plate. Let's go to that market report today. For Thursday, February the 4th, 2010, active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we find gold trading off $8 at $1,101.30. Silver losing 22 cents in early trading at $16.15. It does seem to be a disease. Platinum off $17 at $1,552, and palladium down $5. At $431 an ounce, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,100 for a low, $1,111.50 for a high. There's a lot of 11s for you. But at $1,101.30, your gold is up $200.70 an ounce year to year for a 22.29% return on your investment. And that's certainly not a bad return, by the way. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys set the price at $1,102.50. We're trading below that today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down yesterday, 26, at 10,271. The NASDAQ was up 1 at 2,191. The S&P was off 6 at 1,097. You kind of see the trend that's going on here. Crude oil down $1.05. So far in early trading, it's $75.93 for a 42-gallon barrel of light sweet crude. And that U.S. dollar index moves up 16 basis points, trades at 79.58. In the foreign exchange market this morning, Canadian dollar moves up 16 basis points at 94 cents U.S. The Mexican peso up 46 at 8 cents U.S. The euro at $1.38. And we'll talk about that euro when we return.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again right here on our Thursday, February the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. Again, we come to you live Monday through Friday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back to our market report out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now, just checking the Kitco website during the break. We're having a sell-off in gold this morning, folks. I hope you're paying attention. Now down $28.60 at $1,080.70. It's getting hammered. We're seeing a waterfall here. Looks like exchange-traded funds are in the market. They're in the market big time. Somebody's in there knocking the heck out of gold. But gold was trading at $1,101.30 at 9. It's now trading at $1,080 and declining. Silver was off 22 at 16.15, platinum was off 17 at 15.52, and palladium was off 5 at 4.31. Back to this, looking at the euro, this is a seven-month high against the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar index at 79.58 is at a seven-month high against the euro. The euro trading then early trading at $1.38 U.S., now, we've had it as high as $1.51, $1.52, etc. I haven't gone back and made an exhaustive study but it is certainly down, down, down off 58 basis points at $1.38 U.S. The British pound lost 27 basis points in early morning trading, trades at $1.59, and both the Swiss franc and the Canadian dollar are at parity with the U.S. dollar. Both the Canadian dollar and the Swiss franc are at parity. In other words, they're at the same price here against the U.S. dollar. They're trading at 94 cents U.S. But, of course, if you remember, not very many weeks ago, we were at parity with the Swiss franc. So there's a continuing decline in the European marketplace. We need to keep an eye on that. This U.S. dollar index, will it go above 80? I don't know whether it will or not. We'll have to wait and see. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't use a Ouija board here as a no-spin zone. But definitely pay attention to what's happening in the gold market today. If you need to make an adjustment, I'd recommend it. But anyway, the bond market this morning, the two-year bond is running at 0.84%. We'll talk about the bond market in a moment. The 10-year bonds are running at 0.84%. Yeah, that's not correct. And the 30-year is at 4.59. The mortgage market this morning, the 15-year mortgage continues this downward trend over the last couple of weeks, moving down from 4.67% a month ago to 4.44%. I suppose they're trying to ease up on that interest rate a little bit to encourage people to get out there and buy some of this toxic waste called real estate. And the 30-year mortgage, the fixed mortgage, it moves down from 5.34% to 5.11%. So we'll see more of that probably in the future as they try and dump on unsuspecting buyers some of this garbage out there, the real estate that's just glutting the marketplace. This off of EconoDay, this came off of the Bloomberg. They reference over to this. This is about the 30-year bond sale announcement. Coming up on the 11th, February the 11th, 2/11/2010, they're going to offer another $16 billion in bonds. These minimum bid amounts for these bonds are $100 a pop. You can imagine how many bonds would have to be sold to get up to $16 billion of them. But anyway, the maturity date on those bonds is going to be 2040, obviously, a 30-year bond. Who on earth would invest in economies out that far? To me, that's such a crapshoot. It's unbelievable. Who knows? I mean, we could be on Mars in 2040. We could be melted down in 2040. But here's the definition, just so that we get an understanding of what these 30-year bonds are. Treasury notes are sold at regularly scheduled public auctions. The competitive bids at these auctions determine the interest rate paid on each Treasury note issue. A group of 17 security dealers as of June 18th of 2009, known as primary dealers, are authorized and obligated to submit competitive tenders at Treasury auctions. They're obligated. How'd you like to be on that list?
You mean we got to touch this stuff? I got a bid on this. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. We're not going. I'm going golfing. I'm not going to that sale. I don't want to buy this garbage.
Well, that's the way it goes if you're one of the 17. Through 2008, the 30-year bond auctions had been quarterly. In 2009, the Treasury added more auctions that recur almost monthly to help fund the expanding, we could call it mushrooming, federal deficit. The 30-year bonds are announced around the first week of the month and then auctioned the following week. Generally, the 30-year bonds are issued or settled on the 15th of the month, unless it falls on a weekend or a holiday, and then they're issued on the next business day. The issuance of new 30-year bonds went on hiatus in 2001, but the Treasury reinstituted them in 2006, and that from the Department of Treasury, thanks to EconoDay. So that gives you a little bit about what we talk about each morning here when we report these bonds and the bond sales and the bond market. That's what we're dealing with. Here's another one, again, EconoDay, off the Bloomberg, or reference from the Bloomberg website. Productivity and costs, new news, highlights. With the earlier announced surge in fourth quarter real gross domestic product, today's outstanding productivity report should not be much of a surprise. When we talk about outstanding productivity, what are we really talking about? We're talking about the bottom line here. You can increase your productivity by laying off workers, closing factories, selling equipment. What you really need to do is look at the amount of money that is made compared to the amount of money that was spent, and that gets you your outstanding productivity. So you can be down to your last worker, and he's working like a busy bee, and you would be able to report outstanding productivity. And that's the way this is looking. An output jump led to a fourth quarter spike in productivity and drop in unit labor costs. The initial estimate for fourth quarter non-farm production, it's always non-farm production, came in at a strong 6.2% annualized boost, following a revised fourth quarter 7.2% gain. The latest productivity number marginally beat the market forecast for a 7.0% increase. Unit labor costs declined again, dropping an annualized 4.4% in the fourth quarter following a revised 1.5% dip in the prior quarter. The consensus expectation called for a 3.8% decrease in costs. Continuing, the fourth quarter boost, okay, we're talking about last year now, the fourth quarter boost in productivity reflected a 7.2% surge in output. A surge in output. All those unemployed Americans surging their output. Following a 2.2% gain the prior quarter, hours worked actually rebounded a modest 1% after a 4% annualized drop in the third quarter. Compensation cost inflation is easing as compensation rose only 1.5%. So if you're making a dollar an hour, you're making a dollar and 1 cent, or a dollar and 1.5 cents per hour, a 1.5%. But that followed a revised dip, so it would have been, what, 98.5 cents an hour. The consensus expectation, well, we'll pick it up right after these messages. Stay with us. Much more to come. We're going to go all over the planet today.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492. Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908 908- 601-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
See the reality behind the illusions. Join us on the Iconoclast Report, Saturdays, 12 to 4 p.m., Shattering Paradigms, one show at a time.
Oh, yes. Well, we're back again, folks. We need about 26 listeners to listen online right now. We can go right past Southern California's progressive talk radio broadcast. You know, the left coast, they're just stuck on stupid with that liberal nonsense, some socialist imbecilics. Surely we can top their numbers and listenership dial. So anybody and everybody, get on your email basket and tell people that Become Vocal Local is on air now. We're not like those people in Southern California that can't quite seem to see the daylight. Anyway, let's continue along here. The fourth quarter boost again in productivity reflected a 7.2% surge in output, if you can believe that. Compensation cost inflation is easing, again, as compensation rose only 1.5%, following a 5.5% boost in the third quarter. You figure that out for your own hourly income, your own hourly wage, your own income stream. You'll see what a minuscule advancement a 1.5% increase would be in your compensation. Year-on-year productivity improved up to 5.1% in the fourth quarter from 3.8% in the third quarter. Year ago, unit labor costs decreased to a minus 2.8%, down from 1.2% in the prior quarter. I know all this goes better with a cup of coffee than not, but here's the real meat and potatoes. The latest productivity and cost report is good for near-term corporate profits. However, they come at the expense of a continuation of a lack of hiring. Analysts will be lowering their expectations of recovery in the labor market. This is that human recession that we're dealing with. Equity futures dipped on the news. Also, a rise in initial jobless claims weighed on stock futures. We're finding out a little bit of why gold is going into the hoppers and the stock market is waning. Here's another one. Let's look at the jobless claims. Layoffs appear to have picked up through January, judging by disappointing jobless data. Initial claims in the January 30 week rose 8,000 to 480,000, with the prior week revised 2,000 higher to 472,000. They keep revising these numbers. Importantly, the Labor Department said there are no special factors in the latest week. The fourth week average rose for the third straight week up 11,750 to 468,750. These are not just numbers to me. I hope they're not numbers to you. 468,750 young men and women, perhaps elderly men and women, all across America and every age group in between, sitting here on Thursday, beginning February of 2010, they don't have a job. They're out of work. At a time in the middle, you know, the Bible says you hope that your plight doesn't come in the winter. At a time when the cost of living is highest because of the heating bills and everything else thrown on top of it. Everybody's looking at that property tax statement, wondering whether they can cut a deal so that maybe they can pay it off in fourths or in tenths or some way. The average hit a low of 440,750 in early January before the run higher. These are new people. These are new folks. A month-to-month comparison of the four-week average against December shows little change. Equities and commodities fell in immediate reaction to the data. Equities and commodities fell in immediate reaction to the data. Continuing claims rose 2000 to 4.602 million jobless in the United States. Continuing claims. We ain't talking about the people that no longer can qualify. We're just talking about the people that got an extension, continued their unemployment. There's a lot of union folk out there that are in that basket, but there's lots of people out there that are not prior union employees. The four-week average fell 51,000 to 4.618 million. The unemployment rate for insured workers is unchanged at 3.5%. The change in continuing claims, a mix of new hiring and the expiration of benefits, is harder to read than the change in initial claims. In data for the January 16 week, 281,442 filed emergency unemployment compensation claims, bringing the total to 5.632 million people. Extended benefit claims fell to 39,000. This is a typo here. To 222,833. Market consensus before the announcement. The initial jobless claims fell 8,000 in January, the 23rd week, to 470,000. That's the initial jobless claims.
Yeah, I'm out of work. I need to sign up for unemployment.
470,000 faces standing in line. The improvement was smaller than expected. Unexpectedly. Smaller than expected. Given that the January the 16th week was inflated by holiday processing delays, which the Labor Department said now have eased. Remember, I reported on that. They had all these processing delays. Well, there's more to that. Things are not looking very good in that marketplace. The jobs market not looking good in the United States. Let's join our American... the Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. Let's go over and visit with China for a moment. China is set to become the largest consumer of gold. You remember, we've reported many times about the Dubai gold market, the jewelry market in Dubai. We talked all about East India, India buying and selling scrap gold. We talked about all that throughout the summer, moving into their holiday season, their wedding season. Well, this out of Shanghai, China is poised to steal India's centuries-old gold crown. Underline that. China is poised to steal India's centuries-old gold crown. After knocking South Africa out of first place as the world's largest gold producer in 2007, it now appears China will overtake India as the world's leading gold consumer when industry figures are released in mid-February. You can't have billions and billions of people gaining a little bit of a glimmer of affluence as they become an industrialized nation and not have them turn to the precious metals. And as they do turn to the precious metals, their own demand for precious metals will continue to climb, and it will be worth their while to mine gold out of their own ground to fulfill that demand. In 2008, the Chinese bought more than 395 tons of gold, and that is expected to soar to about 450 tons when the results are in for 2009. So when we get our real figures, when we get the closing numbers on 2009, they're anticipating, they're expecting it to be about 450 tons. Here's the article continues. Walking through Shanghai's gold district near Yuyuan Gardens on a bright winter day, the astounding figures make sense. For a weekday morning, there are an awful lot of people doing some serious shopping in the five huge gold jewelry stores that anchor the Chenghuanmiao City God Temple.
The City God Temple District.
Well, that's funny. the root of all evil. We'll be right back.
The home of cutting edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartivite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartivite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartivite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartivite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartivite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartivite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So let us continue once again back over to China. China set to become the largest consumer of gold, again, out of Shanghai. Eileen McCabe, Can West News Asia correspondent. This is a February the 3rd, 2010 article. I don't have a link for you. Yes, I do. I've got a link on that one. I don't have a link on the other one, unfortunately. Okay, this is a Can West News Asia correspondent. But continuing here, they say this, again, rather interesting, the way that this works out, this Chang Huan Miao, which is the City God Temple. Capital C, capital G, capital T, City God Temple. I guess they got city gods. Well, we've got them here, too. Bloomberg seems to be a city god. The City God Temple District. There are your requisite young couples looking at rings, but also an extraordinary number of young women slipping on gold bangles, and a lot of ordinarily dressed older couples peering at display cabinets filled with gold chains, brooches, and rings. Pay attention. It's going to get a little bit more interesting here. In one of the major stores, the manager, who gives only her surname Ding, surveys the shoppers with an expert eye and suggests coming back closer to the Lunar New Year, February the 14th. Obviously, she's talking to this author here because she knows her marketplace and she knows her store well. She says to come back closer to the Lunar New Year. You might make a note of that on your notepad if you do such a thing. February the 14th, the Lunar New Year. I didn't know that. I've already written it down on my calendar. During the holidays, here's the quote, during the holidays, we have crowds of customers, close quote, she says, quote, you wouldn't be able to get close to the gold counters then, close quote. February the 14th. Let's see what happens a couple of weeks from now when we get closer to that. The Lunar New Year, when all of the Chinese are buying in the city god temple, buying gold. Ding said she can't generalize about her clientele because they come in every shape, size, and income group. Quote, most of our customers buy gold when they have spare money. Shall I repeat that for you one more time? Most of our customers buy gold when they have spare money. How are you doing? Got any spare Federal Reserve notes hanging around? Most of our customers buy gold when they have spare money, and they tend to keep it and to pass it to their children or give it to friends as a gift sometime in the future. They tend to keep it and pass it to their children. I think they understand in China the idea of preserving your wealth by getting out of paper and putting it into a tangible asset, and a precious metal like gold fills that bill. Continuing along here, many customers buy gold because they need it. For example, for weddings or anniversaries, they need it. For weddings or anniversaries. Or some people may buy it as a gift for themselves. More than 85% of Chinese shoppers buy 24 carat, 99.99% gold. We call it pure gold. The color is more yellowish, close quote. Rolong Wang, a general manager for China of the World Gold Council, said. You got to watch that gold council, that World Gold Council. But anyway, that's what Roland Wang said in a telephone interview from Beijing. Quote, it's a symbol of wealth, close quote, he said. People, quote, people regard it as a precious gift with very valuable meaning, close quote. Standing beside the cash register in Ding's store is a small scale, we're talking a small scale, not just something a small scale, but a small scale. You know, a scale. And every piece of 24 karat jewelry is weighed before the sale is rung up. That day, the store price for 99.9% pure gold is 312, this must be renminbi or something, RMB per gram, about $50 Canadian. I'll say that again, per gram, all right? And that they weigh it before every sale is made. Now you go into a jewelry store today, they have a price tag on the jewelry items. But is there a scale? Are they even conscious? Is the consumer even conscious of the rapidly changing, daily changing value of gold in that jewelry? Do they come into the Zales jewelry store and rush around for the first 2 hours in the morning putting new price tags on everything? Or do they have a scale by the cash register? If you're buying gold in a jewelry store and they're not weighing it prior to the sale, you don't know how many grams of gold you're buying. You don't know whether you're getting a good deal or a bad deal, do you? What is a gram? Some people know what grams are. They buy things in grams, but few do, really. Here's another quote. When we come across forum customers, they are always surprised by the 24-karat gold jewelry, Ding notes. For them, 18-karat or 9-karat is normal. Close quote. Ding's bread and butter may be 24-karat gold baubles, but she also sells more than 10 kilograms worth of gold bars every month. More than 10 kilograms, that's 2.2 pounds. 10, She's selling more than 20 pounds of gold bars every month. Been in a jewelry store lately? In America? Are people buying 20 pounds of gold a month out of these stores? And what do they do with it? Well, they're often for dowries or bride's price. Dowries or bride price. Here's another quote. Some elderly people buy gold bars to give to their children. You might give your children chocolate bars. How many children in America have a gold bar? She said. Some, quote, buy gold bars to keep as a collector's item. Some buy gold bars for special occasions like a wedding or an anniversary, close quote. What they don't necessarily buy the golden bricks for, she says, is investment. Isn't that curious? What they don't necessarily buy the golden bricks for, she says, is investment. Quote, investors buy paper gold instead of gold bars, she says. Seems like she's kind of hep to the idea of exchange-traded funds, huh? ETFs. We're watching an ETF sell-off in the gold market as I speak on Kitco.com, where you could be watching it yourself. Since ousting South Africa as the number one producer, the gold Chinese buy is pretty much all, quote-unquote, made in China. Ah, this so. But this ain't that cheap Chinese plastic crap that they send to the United States by the cargo load in Costco containers. Oh, no. This is 24-karat gold made in China, mined out of the ground. They're keeping it inside their own borders. There are gold mines in more than half a dozen Chinese provinces, including Inner Mongolia, where Vancouver's Jinshan Gold Mines, Changshanyo Mine, is one of China's largest producers. The Chinese have valued gold since ancient times, but for much of the past century, they were too poor to buy it, or their government wouldn't let them. As Wong tells it, quote, the Chinese banned the gold trading in 1950, and not until 1992 was the gold jewelry market open to the general consumers. Between those dates, there was no gold at all available on the general market. Quote, people may have stored gold or had gold from their families, but it was all supposed to be donated to the nation, close quote, he said. Not everyone was as patriotic as the government wished, however. Chen, a 65-year-old Shanghainese woman, get that right, quite proudly tells how her mother passed down the gold ring and earrings she is wearing to her on her wedding day. Her father had given them to her mother as a bridal gift decades before that, and now she was going to give them to her daughter when she married this spring. Here's another quote in regards to these earrings and a ring. They are more than 80 years old, Chen said proudly. Her daughter is a modern girl, however, and isn't taken with the style of the family heirlooms. Here's a quote. I'm here to have the gold ring remade, close quote, Chen said as she came out of one of the huge gold emporiums. For many, it might have been a sentimental moment, but Chen didn't seem at all affected. Quote, Chinese love gold, she laughed, because gold is a beautiful decoration and its value will increase. Let's learn something from our neighbors in China, friends. We'll pick it all up right there on the other side, and then we're going to go to Eritrea.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And we have returned, and boy, I'll tell you what, there goes so many news articles in the early morning that made a mistake this morning. I printed out an article without copying off the URL, the link to it. It's unfortunate, because this is a really good article. I'd like to go into it, but it may be a little bit tedious. But I'll just let you know that there is a method of determining the value of scrap gold. I'll just give you a little bit of this article. And again, I can't even begin to tell you where this is from. Unfortunately, it's a user-submitted article by Jenna Jera. It's off the Kitco website. I could almost be positive of that. But I copied it off to a Word document without copying the link. And then I closed the browser on that. But unfortunately, here we go. Anyhow, selling scrap gold is a great way to earn a few dollars for old and mismatched jewelry that you might otherwise throw away. And some of you may have remembered on one of Torin Wolf's broadcasts, he went through this rather tedious process of how you go about determining the value of scrap gold. I won't go through all of the steps, but anybody that's interested, just shoot me an email at bvlhost@centurytel.net, and I'll send you back this document. In a reply, selling scrap gold is a great way to earn a few dollars for old and mismatched jewelry that you might otherwise throw away. Do not throw away jewelry, people. Don't put it out at a yard sale until you figure out what you're actually dealing with. But before you sell, you should take the time to learn how to determine the value of scrap gold to ensure that you get a fair price for the items you sell. And here's a quick primer on how to determine the value of scrap gold. And first of all, what they tell you to do is to separate your scrap gold. Maybe you've got only one earring of a pair. Maybe you have a broken bracelet. Part of it was found in the bottom of the, you know, in the floor of the car, and the other part fell out someplace along the way or whatever. A gold chain is broken, etc. The first thing you need to do is separate it by 10-carat, 14-carat, or 18-carat gold. And unfortunately for most of the Americans, they don't have any 24-carat gold jewelry, not like the Chinese. And the higher the number of carats, the more gold the piece contains, and therefore the more value it has for sale as scrap gold. And certainly when you're out and about at auctions and things like that and garage sales, and you see some jewelry laying out there, check to see whether it's truly costume jewelry or whether it might be of value. And if you can pick up a piece of 24-karat gold someplace for a dollar or two, do it. That's where you just kind of scratch your chin and look up in the sky as they accept your $2 and hand you a piece of gold that might be worth $900. Look up the current price of gold. Gold is priced per troy ounce. A troy ounce is a unit of measure equal to 31.1 grams. 31.1 grams. And so we know that the article about jewelry sales in China, they have a gram scale right by the cash register, and they check the number of grams against the price to determine the price of that item. They're doing this constantly as they sell the jewelry pieces. Most of us don't even know how to make this calculation. But again, look up the current price of gold, and you can do that always on Kitco.com or other places. You could call your favorite gold broker. Sometimes they'll give you the number straight up. You can always find it on the internet in thousands of places. Gold is priced again per troy ounce. A troy ounce is a unit of measure equal to 31.1 grams. So when we're talking about ounces of gold every morning, this morning at the at 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time, one troy ounce of 99.9 fine gold was trading at $1,101.30 on the spot market. And that was a spot price. You wouldn't be able to buy it at that price. You wouldn't want to even sell it at that price. But that's just your basic spot price. So you look at the gold spot price, and a troy ounce, again, is a unit of measure equal to 31.1 grams, if you're writing this down. The price of gold varies from day to day, and I might just say it changes from minute to minute, and even throughout a single day. So you'll want to make sure you're using the current price to determine the value of scrap gold. As of the date of this article, gold prices are fluctuating near $1,100 per troy ounce, and we're $1.30 above that at 9 o'clock a.m. this morning. Now we're below that by $20. You see how rapidly things change. Here's step three. Next, you need to convert the price of gold per troy ounce to the price per gram. You do this by dividing the gold price by 31.1. For instance, if the price of gold is $1,100 per troy ounce, divide this figure by 31.1 grams, and you'll come up with $35.37 per gram. Right? So you take the gold price, you divide it by 31.1, and that gives you a price per gram. The next step in determining the value of scrap gold is to weigh your gold in groupings according to its carat fineness. You can use a postal scale or a gram scale for this purpose. If you are only able to weigh your gold in ounces, you will need to convert the value to grams. And then next, step five, you need to determine how many grams of gold each grouping contains. In other words, those groupings are 10 carat, 14 carat, 18 carat, or 24 carat gold in your jewelry pile. Gold jewelry is mixed with other metals to strengthen and reinforce it, since pure gold is too soft and pliable to be worn as jewelry. To determine the actual number of grams of gold contained in your pieces, multiply each grouping by the following factors, and I'm not going to give them to you, it's too tedious. But they have numbers that you can use to determine approximately, if not absolutely, how much gold is in a 10-carat gold jewelry item, and how much other metals have been mixed in. the same in the 14 karat and the 18 karat. So there are ways to do that. And then and only then, after you've done that, then you can add all of this together, look at your grams of pure gold, and determine how much you need for this pile of broken and mismatched jewelry. Now, here's a tip and warning. While you can earn some cash by selling your broken and mismatched jewelry as scrap gold, you may want to sell it intact to a reputable jewelry dealer, antique shop, or even list it for sale on an auction website or a site like Craigslist. Intact pieces are generally worth more than the value of scrap gold, since workmanship or artistic value is included in its value. So that's just a little something about how to determine the value of scrap gold when we're talking about jewelry. Now we're going to go to Eritrea. Eritrea is an unusual place. It doesn't come up on one of my primary atlases that I turn to, and I was concerned that it wasn't there, so I had to go to Wiki to find out where to look. But I went up to Wikipedia, and here on the article on Eritrea, which I would recommend that you look at, there's a very interesting history. There's some geologic history with Eritrea. There's certain archaeological histories that are interesting to look at. But here's the general. Eritrea is a country in the Horn of Africa. It's bordered by Sudan on the west, Ethiopia in the south, Djibouti in the southeast, the east and northeast by the country have an extensive coastline on the Red Sea, directly across from Saudi Arabia and Yemen. We've been hearing about Yemen. Yeah, man. Yo, man, get down. Lately in the news, but most people wouldn't know where Yemen is if they had to find it on a map. The Dalak Archipelago and several of the Hanish Islands are part of Eritrea. Its size is just under 45,560 square miles, with an estimated population of 5 million, and its capital is Asmara. So it gives you a little idea of it. The history of that land is now called, the history of the land that is now called Eritrea, in one way or another, is associated with its coastline on the Red Sea, which extends more than 100 kilometers. From across the seas came various invaders and colonizers, such as the South Arabians, hailing from the present-day Yemen area, the Ottoman Turks, the Portuguese and the Goa, the Egyptians, the British in the 19th century, blah, 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 and it just goes on and on. Gives you a little bit of an idea. But if you take a look at this pinch point, you take a look at the Red Sea and the Gulf of Aden, and the location of Yemen Arab Republic, and you think about Qatar and the United Arab Emirates, we start to develop these two pinch points that are vitally important from a geopolitical standpoint. And there's gold in them there, here as well. We'll pick that up right after these words from our sponsors.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network. Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, February the 4th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. In the first hour, we covered a variety of modern news stories. New news, as we like to say right here. Talking a lot about gold this morning. There's so much news to deal with. The newsmen have been very busy, and there's new news from all over the new world on the web. Well, we're talking now about Eritrea. And striking, when I looked at this article, it is an interesting article. I'll share it with you in a moment. But what's really striking here about this article is that we're hearing lots about Yemen as well. And so we're on two sides of a choke point. We're at the throat of the Red Sea. Of course, we've been talking in the past, reporting on the developments in the United Arab Emirates, the UAE. Those emirs, that's what an emirate is, an emir, them sheikhs of Arabi. We've been talking about the Rothschilds getting involved, buying in on that. The world's largest structure that can be seen for 49 miles in any direction. That great shining Tower of Babel that they've built down there. But that is on the other end of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula, if you will, over on the Gulf of Oman, at a very strategic choke point on the Persian Gulf. So on the one hand, we have a choke point here with Yemen. Yo, man, get down on the Red Sea. And on the other hand, we've got the Persian Gulf with the Sheikhs of Arabi, the United Arab Emirates, and the Gulf of Oman, another strategic choke point just south of Iran, between Iran and the Saudi Arabian Peninsula. So these are points that would be of high geopolitical value to global east choke points. Places where you just simply can't go by unless you have been called or sent. Very important to understand that concept. Certainly places that you're not going to be able to easily slip by unnoticed, even in a submarine. But this article came off of Reuters. You don't go to Reuters, but interestingly enough, why would they spin this one? Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. But here it is. Poor Eritreans increasingly joining the gold rush. The fascinating story about these developing countries. Of course, Eritrea has a fascinating history. The Italian fascistos, Benito Mussolini and others, the Italian Empire, Eritrea. Check it out. It's up on Wikipedia. Rather interesting article. Probably a lot more could be discovered about that place. But here's the article, Asmara. Asmara, by the way, is the capital of Eritrea. So out of the capital of Eritrea comes this article by Jeremy Clark on Reuters. More than a dozen foreign mining firms are now working in Eritrea. But the poor villagers in the Red Sea state's remote lowlands are also increasingly using their bare hands to claim some of the riches. The nation is on the brink of a mining surge that could boost its agriculture-based economy, which has suffered from irregular rains and the global downturn, while aid agencies say Eritrea's poor suffer widespread hunger and malnutrition. Experts say The men familiar with the matter said, the man behind the curtain said, experts say the country's impending mining boom will challenge oil-rich neighbors to make it easier for foreign firms to prospect across a large geological structure in the region rich in base metals and gold. Notice, making it easier for foreign firms to prospect and extract these minerals. That's the heart of sustainable development. That's the heart of Agenda 21. Fight that.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tone the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so returning once again, looking at these poor Eritreans increasingly joining the gold rush, again from the article from the Wikipedia. Rather interesting article here. Just glancing through some more of the page that I printed out. This is about the various people who have been involved in the territory. I guess be a way of saying it. As you all remember probably from our discussion of Zionism, what it is, what it isn't, we talked about the mandates we were reading from The Spirit of World Politics by William Ernest Hocking, and we found out all about forced labor, and we started in just a bare bones touch on the American or the U.S. or the government prison system, prison industry here. But the British continued, once they had expelled the forces of Italy in 1941, the British continued to administer the territory under a UN mandate until 1951, when Eritrea was federated with Ethiopia as part of UN Resolution 390A, which you might look up at www.un.org on the United Nations website itself. And look at resolutions, then click on 390A if you're interested and read the text as well. But they went through a process, and now, according to Wiki, the main language of Ethiopia in all Eritrean schools is English, although Amharic is the main language of the people of Ethiopia. And then it's gone on and it's declared its independence. Curiously, from a political standpoint, English is used in the government's international communication and is the language of instruction in all formal education beyond the fifth grade. Eritrea is a single party, a single party state. So we talk about the established two-party system in the United States of America, all the several states, corrupted as they are by the radical red Republicans and the Democratic Party, locked in, established in law, established two-party political system. But Eritrea is a single-party state. So in Eritrea, we have a single-party state. In the United States, we have a two-party state. And then in the most of Western Europe and in other places, they have multi-party systems. Again, I advocate the abolition of the party systems. They all have a tendency to divide the people. But if one pill is no good for the Eritreans, and two pills are not much better for the Americans, and multiple pills are not any good for the Europeans, it only bones up the need to abolish these parties. Let us have a representative system of government sans the parties, please. Thank you very much, Lee. Back to the article. Gold, copper, and zinc are the main attraction for foreign explorers in Eritrea, and licenses are held by companies from Australia, Britain, Canada, China, and Libya. Licenses are held. Asmara, the capital, holds a significant stake in the projects, but the most advanced mine, run by Canada's Nevsun Resources Limited, will not begin production until late this year, and Asmara is unlikely to see a profit until 2012 at the earliest. However, some of Eritrea's poorest people are already cashing in on the nation's vast mineral potential, working in family groups to collect rocks and crush them by hand. So the higher the price of gold rises, the higher the price of platinum, palladium, copper, and other things rise, the more people are ready to look at these minerals as being true wealth, just the way that Adam Smith laid it all out so carefully in his Wealth of Nations, contemporary with the founding of our country. However, some of Eritrea's poorest people, again, are already cashing in on the nation's vast mineral potential, working in family groups to collect rocks and crush them by hand. Quote, the price of gold is so high at the moment that if these people who are so poor can find just 1 gram per month, it is equivalent to the wage paid for national service. Tucker Berry, an economic geologist and regional expert, told Reuters. Quote, but you can find 1 gram in a day, if you're lucky, close quote. Now, there's just 1 gram of gold is equal to a month's wage. Gold has been on a roll as investors buy the precious metal as a hedge against inflation, although it slipped towards $1,100 an ounce on Thursday. It's a little bit more. Using mercury, I don't know how they figured this out, or where they're getting the mercury. National service is mandatory for young Eritreans. It's kind of what Barry the Usurper has in mind, isn't it? It's kind of what Jorge Bush proposed as well. National service. National service is mandatory for young Eritreans, and when someone will be granted quote-unquote demobilization, I guess that's being given your liberty, eh? Is often unknown. When someone will be granted demobilization is often unknown. It's like going back to Iraq over and over and over, another tour and another tour and another tour. Demobilization often unknown. Some Eritreans spend most of their adult lives in national service, whether in the military, building roads, or working in cafes. Mining company officials say the groups of impoverished Eritreans who search for gold on their licenses use primitive and often unconventional methods. These are trespassers, obviously. Trespassing on land that the mining companies have been given as under license. Every day, here's a quote, every day on site, I see local Eritreans working in groups, men and women. Close quote. Timothy Strong, Eritrea manager for British company London Africa, told Reuters, quote, they use one rock to crush and the base of their sandals to pan for the gold. The base of their sandals to pan for the gold. The dangers of rudimentary artisanal mining are well known, where no safety standards are enforced and children carry piles of rocks between deep vertical pits. Oh, yeah. You get your MSDS sheets out there. Better bring in the people from OSHA. Make sure everybody has harnesses and lines and safety lines and all of that. The dangers of rudimentary, and artisanal mining are well known. Quote, in the more advanced areas, they also use mercury to extract the gold from the rock, which kills local wildlife, and in an agricultural area, it gets into the food source. It also burns your skin, and the fumes send you crazy, Strong said. Where are they getting the mercury? That's my question. How do they figure out how to do this? Somebody must have shown them how to do this, using mercury to extract the gold from rock. Industrial officials insist the artisanal mining is not in conflict with the big foreign companies, which use modern industrial method alongside the basic local extraction. Self-reliance. Turning to their own devices. Looking for the noble metal. We'll be right back.
TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. Enginebrain.com. Enginebrain.com.
Pulling back the curtain to expose the matrix. Axiom Radio with Rob Chowda. Weeknights 7 to 9 Central on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So I came across this article early this morning about 6 o'clock a.m. somewhere in that vicinity, getting up as I do long before the sun rises in Missouri. And I'm looking at all of the various and sundry news on Bloomberg, thinking about all of these high-level bankster gangsters that are just raping, robbing, pillaging, and destroying most of the planet. And I come across this article on Kitco's website, and I'm looking at it. And I'm thinking to myself when I read these sentences that a kind of a memory, I'm sitting here in the dark kind of pretty well, just the eerie glow of the monitor going. And I'm thinking about the movie 2001, A Space Odyssey. I'm thinking of these, of those half-man, half-ape creatures there that they styled in that film so long ago when I saw it in the theater. Sitting around a water hole and or working over the carcass or the remains of an animal that had, they'd come across in their search for food and sustenance, sitting around the water hole and fighting amongst each other, bickering. And then, of course, there's the pillar, the obelisk, whatever they want to call it there, the big thing that hummed. And so you've got this bunch of aboriginals, to use, I guess it would be a correct terminology, people, local indigenous peoples. They're Eritreans living there. And they are in the shadow of, just, you know, figuratively, of this obelisk, this British company, London Africa, and their gold mine. And they realize and they understand fully the value of gold, and especially the value of gold today, and they probably know where to get mercury, they probably know where to get somebody to buy, who to sell this stuff to. Maybe they sell it to the mine. But here, we've got these artisans, the artisanal miners out there, using one rock to break another rock, and panning for dust or nuggets in the soles of their sandals. And here's a little bit more from this man, Strong, who works for the British London Africa Company. He says this, in the more advanced areas again, they also use mercury to extract the gold from the rock, which kills local wildlife and so on. Industry officials insist that the artisanal mining is not in conflict with the big foreign companies, which use modern industrial methods alongside the basic local extraction. Although artisan mining on sites licensed to companies is not technically legitimate, he says, it is much wiser to build a good relationship with communities. That's your communitarianism, Strong said. Quote, if you totally disenfranchise the local villagers, apart from being immoral, you leave your project open to sabotage. We help on our site. We give water, and other provisions. And so you can see the Brits coming out, and you've got these people scrabbling in the dirt, looking for anything that has shine to it, trying to find just a little bit of gold. If they can find so much as a gram of gold in a month, they'll have more than their national wage. And the article concludes this way: other than the small-scale artisanal mining and some minor extractions by Italians during the colonial era, Eritrea's mining potential is largely unexploited. So we could be working over some virgin territory here. And if you do go up and take the time and read the article on Wikipedia, you'll find that there are also perhaps substantial archaeological discoveries that might be found in this region. Very interesting place, Eritrea. This past week, in the local newspaper, we saw the Exeter, that's the town I'm in, school to hold a meeting on February the 3rd. This is how the little notice went. Those interested in Exeter's process of hiring a new superintendent are urged to attend a meeting with the school board and the MSBA search committee on Wednesday, February the 3rd at 6 o'clock, which I did, in the school library. And then the little notice continues, the public notice continues. It says a brief survey of what the people of the district desire in a superintendent will be taken. Well, I went to the meeting. The first time I'd been in the Exeter School, and certainly the first time I'd been in the Exeter School Library. And I was rather disappointed by the number of books in the library, although I was fascinated to find a modern library copy of Edward Bellamy's Looking Backward. I thought that was rather unusual to find that socialist manual in the school library, but the book selection was very weak. As a matter of fact, you took out all the children's books, I would probably have more books in my library than they have in this school library, sad to say. But I came to the meeting because I wanted to find out more about the process of hiring a new superintendent. And there was a gentleman, Bob Watkins, who was from the Missouri School Board Association Search Committee, looking for a school superintendent, and I listened to his polished presentation amid a group of perhaps 20 people from this area, this school district. And I sat there, and they passed out this little survey. I'll give it to you. Very simple. A little kind of a consensus-building document to qualify, to let them know that they've actually done their job. They did talk to the people. But it was in a one-way conversation, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there, and I sat there. Oh, some 20 people in there, more. Some parents probably had children enrolled in school, some seniors maybe had been involved in the education system there for a long time. Maybe they grew up and they were small-town locals. But I was amazed. I sat there and sat there and sat there and sat there. They went through this whole process, and not a single question was asked by anybody. Not a single comment was raised by anybody. Nobody. And when the guy was about ready to fold up his tent and start out, I finally asked him a few questions. But I find that's to be so typical, folks. The idea of becoming vocal local is so very, very critical. And I don't know whether they were just in a stupor, or maybe they didn't have any reason to formulate or ask a question, but my only question is, why did they come? Why did they travel from wherever it is that they live? Why did they come to this meeting if they had nothing to say other than to maybe just fill out this little form? Here are the questions. This is how it went down. They wanted you to, it was a focus group. A focus group is what this will be known as. When the gentleman, Mr. Bob Watkins here, when he fills out all of his paperwork to qualify for his paycheck and his travel and whatever else he's paid to do, he's going to talk about a focus group, and that focus group sets certain priorities for the school district. Of course, this is all controlled dialogue. It's a controlled discussion insofar as that there was no opportunity. Well, there's plenty of opportunity, but there was certainly no effort made by the community to add one jot or one tittle to this list. But the focus group priority survey asks these questions. And they want you to rate these questions on 1 to 10 as which is most important, being the highest, number 1 being the highest, 10 being the least important, and using each number only once. And that's underlined, and it's in bold, just so that you're not so stupid as to do something dumb. They want it to be quantifiable. But these are the questions that they ask. Maybe you could think about it yourself. In a school district superintendent, which of these would be your highest priorities and which of these would be your last? We'll go through these right on the other side of this break. And then we'll go into some other rather interesting local news. Be right back.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Each year, millions of children in developing nations die from disease that could be eliminated with just clean drinking water.
But 2 years ago, we introduced C-Panel, the easy-to-use sun-powered water distiller, robustly designed to provide sparkling clean water in developing nations. Now, these same units can give you delicious bottled water, remove fluoride, toxins, and bacteria. They can help you prepare for disasters or provide pure water on boats, RVs, and off-grid locations. Each affordable C-Panel will make up to 2 gallons per day in hot climates. And unlike water filters, they'll remove salt and dissolve toxins. Just fill the basin with seawater, tap water, or contaminated water, and let sunlight pass. Pasteurize and distill it. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. Just tasty, healthy water from nearly any source.
Please visit cpanel.com, spelled S-E-A-panel.com, or call 205-246-6492.
Of the 3 million-plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so perhaps over the break, you might have been thinking about, if you're paying attention to this morning's broadcast and listening, you might have been thinking to yourself, well, what would be one of the characteristics that that you think that a school superintendent, the superintendent of a school district should possess? What would you be looking for if you were to go out and hire a school district superintendent these days, given the deliberate dumbing down of our children that has been going on for the last 50 years in this country, 70 years more likely, even having found right on the shelf and having reread the introduction to Edward Bellamy's Looking Backwards in the modern library edition of that book, so profound, finding references in there that John Dewey and others of his ilk and of his time listed as one of the most profound books in American literature. John Edward Bellamy's Looking Backwards. Here I am in a school library that has probably 1,000 books at most, and questionable for half of those. I have more sets of encyclopedias, I believe, in my own library than they have at that school. And certainly older ones and more modern. So we have this list. Things that would be used, criteria that would be used in selecting and hiring a school superintendent. Before I give you a list, he mentioned this, Mr. Watkins mentioned that in St. Louis, now that's on the other side of the state, we're in the far southwest corner here, it's a very rural and low-income area, as opposed to St. Louis. But he mentioned he was dealing with a selection process in St. Louis, Missouri, and the pay grade for the superintendent that they were going to recruit was around $240,000 per annum. I'm asking you, friends, on the taxpayer's dime to superintend a school district, is it worth $250,000 a year? How many years in college do you have to go to and all that to qualify for that kind of money? $250,000 a year, every 4 years, this individual will receive $1 million from the taxpayers, together with whatever benefits, retirement, insurance, medical, dental, eye, all of that. $250,000 a year for a school district superintendent in a public school district in St. Louis? Robbery. Thievery. Pilfering, pillaging. I would like to see the school report card for that school district and see how many of the children are coming out of those schools functionally illiterate. And when queried, Mr. Watkins basically said that this superintendent that they're looking for here will receive a mean salary for a school district of this size. A mean salary. That's in the middle, the midpoint, not the lowest, not the highest, for a school district of this size. We have 6 miles of streets in Exeter. 6 miles of streets in Exeter, in a rural county. But this, I'm going to have to go to the school board meetings and find out how much they're going to pay this individual that they recruit and bring in. But here are the questions. Of the things, the characteristics that would be of the 10 characteristics that one might feel emotively that a superintendent should possess. Number one, expertise and experience. No, these aren't number one. You put your own numbers to these. Expertise and experience in fiscal management. That's a commendable talent. Expertise in oral and written communications. Ability to provide leadership and work in harmony with their staff. Ability to provide leadership and work in harmony with the board. Integrity and high moral standards. Ability to maintain community relations. Expertise in curriculum development. Experience, as an administrator. Be visible and accessible to students, staff, community, and board. Keeps the focus on students and their success. So one would then use these 10 criteria in a ordering system to choose what you feel would be the most, what would be the highest, what would be the number one. I can tell you right off the bat, I chose integrity and high moral standards to top my list and then worked it out from there. There's also a section for comments, and I didn't have the opportunity. There wasn't enough time for me to copy down my comments, but my comments were rather extensive. leaving little space left on the sheep. But these are some of the things that go completely under the radar out of this community. Only 20, and probably half of those, are connected with the school and or the board and or school staff. There was one couple. They came. They had no idea why they were there, what they really expected of the meeting. They just came, much the same as I. But they didn't have anything to ask or add other than their completed survey. Other than that, it did look to me like most of these people were insiders. So it was just basically a fulfill the need for a focus group priority survey. And so much of our life in our towns and in our cities and in our counties and in our states flow out of meetings just like these, where predetermined outcomes, in other words, these are the 10 top criteria, and these would be the only criteria discussed because these were the only criteria listed. These are the things that would be most important to people because these are the only questions that will ever turn up in a report anywhere. This is going to be the information. These will be the questions here, these top 10, these 10. These will be the only ones that anyone ever hears about or sees about as far as the comments are concerned. Some may not ever get in circulation. But this is how the Delphi process works. This is how the dialogue to consensus meeting works. And this man was a skilled presenter. I can assure you of that. Down to cookie cutter humor, everything on time, everything just right, in, out, and gone. He really wanted to be there no more minutes than it was necessary to get people to actually bend their heads over these pieces of paper so that they could fill them out, he could collect them, and he could leave. He had someplace a long ways away to drive back to. The whole meeting was done in probably 20 minutes or less. I tried to drag it out a little bit, maybe get some of the people at the meeting to think and ask a question, but that didn't work. So that's one. Who knows how much this will cost the locals here. But here's something else I did yesterday afternoon after the broadcast. We get a property tax statement here, and as I've mentioned many times, the vast majority of property taxes in this county, much the same here as it is where you are, goes to schools, goes to support the school district. But there are other issues, there are other dunnages, there's other levies made. Two of them are for a hospital district and an ambulance district, and so I contacted the hospital St. John's yesterday here in Berry County in the city of Cassville because I wanted to find out just what is a hospital district. And so I talked to the telephone answerer at the hospital, and that party had no idea. And they suggested that it was because it was a tax issue that maybe I would contact the assessor's office. And so I did. I contacted the assessor's office and the person that answered the phone. Didn't know, but they directed me to the assessor. Small communities, folks, you can actually sometimes talk to the elected official. And so without disclosing who I am, who I was, I talked with their assessor, whom I've met and spoken with several times around the community. And this is an intergenerational position. She took over for where her mother left off. Her mother, I think, was the assessor for some 20 years, and now here we come again with the daughter. It's kind of like a stranglehold interlock. Name familiarity is so important in a small community that if you have the right name, you just get elected to anything. Anyway, the assessor wasn't able to give me anything much more than that the hospital district is platted out and it's mapped and there's a levy. And all they do is just multiply numbers against numbers, and that's all the more they know about it. We'll pick it up on the other side, and you'll find out more in the next few minutes about these things than anybody in this county's government knows.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Insofar as we were talking about property and the importance of property as we began this week, and we were looking at the history of law in regards to property, business law, commercial law, and all of that, just referring back to what we covered yesterday briefly, the term property or property itself is meaningless except as it is associated with individuals. And so we're talking about property tax here. The terms used in expressing this association are ownership, title, and possession. Ownership is a word signifying degrees. It is a more or less word. And to own is to have. So who owns the property when you receive a tax statement? I can give you some of the various categories of levies that have been approved by the voters in this area and levied against the lands here as a perpetual land rent. The ability to tax property, to raise taxes, is enshrined in the Constitution for the state of Missouri. That's the corporate entity, by the way. The state, we can all understand giving something to the state, right? That's pretty well understood. The state's going to want their take. The library district surely shouldn't be too difficult to understand. The library, it is a public library. We own the bricks, we own the building, we own the mortar, we own the books. And we employ the people. That's pretty easy to handle. The health department, nobody really wants to have the health department on this list, but they got a levy passed. I think we can all understand the health department. They're snooping and pooping on everybody, checking your septic system, your water system, and whether or not the Quick Trip covers the chicken wings quickly enough and keeps the temperature in the boiler hot enough. Anyway, then there's a handicap district. I'm not going to cover that today. That's one to get into at another time. And then there's a senior center. That's questionable why that should be a tax against our land. And then, of course, I live in a little town here called Exeter, and there's a Exeter Road District, and that's acceptable to me. We've got to motivate around here. And then the Exeter City, there's a little contribution to that. Doesn't amount to much. But there is a school district, there is a hospital district, there's an ambulance district, and there's a fire district. And so really at the hub of all of this is, who are we supporting with these contributions? Well, let's find out a little bit more about it. What is a hospital district? It is, according to the assessors, mapped out and platted out, and there's a levy that is assessed against your assessed valuation that they use to compute that tax. But the assessor's office couldn't tell me anything more about it than that. And, well, surely you know who the hospital district is. Is there a board of directors? Do they meet on a regular basis? When do they meet? Who can I call? What is their address? Where do you send the check? Oh, we don't send the check out. We just put out, we're the assessor. We determine the amount. I said, well, who does? The collector. You got to talk to the collector. So I contacted the, I was in fact transferred inside the telephone system to the county collector. And I asked the same question of the county collector's office, trying to find out some more information about the hospital district. Could you help me out a little bit? I'd like to find out what is the hospital district, and is there a board of directors or something? Do they have regular meetings? Can I attend the meeting somewhere? Went on around and around. Well, the county collector only disperses the funds. You don't really know anything about the hospital district or the management of the district. No, but surely you can tell me who gets the funds. Who gets what? No, couldn't do that. Why? Well, that's because the county treasurer sends the check out. So I said, oh, fine, okay, great. Well, can I talk to the treasurer? Sure, I'll transfer you. Transfer the treasurer's office. We had a wonderful discussion. And she knew the buck stopped there. But she couldn't answer the questions either. She didn't know what the hospital district was. But she did tell me that there were other things to be known about some of these other tags or flags on the taxes that were far more interesting in detail than the hospital district. So I look forward to maybe an opportunity of sitting down with a cup of coffee and talking to her. It's more of that lowdown, the hoedown, lowdown, the show me showdown. So anyway, finally, that ended up where she suggested that I contact the hospital. I said, well, that's where I started. I started with the hospital. They referred me to the assessor's office. They referred me to the collector's office, which referred me to you, the treasurer's office, and now you're referring me to the hospital? So I thought, all right, I'll take another tack. And so instead of just calling in generally, I called the hospital and asked to speak to the administration, please, as high up on the ladder as I can get, please. Got a guy named Dave. And so I asked him that question, the hospital district. Immediately he was able to tell me blah, 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 blah. And then he told me, I asked her, you know, who was the chairman of the district, when do they meet, where do they meet, how often they meet. And I was given the information that they meet quarterly and that they had already had their meeting in January, won't be meeting for 3 months. That rules out any kind of immediate action on my part, doesn't it? But we're able to give me the chairman's name. And so I now know how to get a hold of him, and I'll fill out the rest of the information. But when I do get done filling out all of this information, I think I will type it up and provide a copy to the assessor's office and to the collector's office and to the treasurer's office, so that in the future, anybody that calls in and wants to know about the hospital district or the ambulance district wouldn't have to go through the runaround And it may be by informing our elected officials, then perhaps maybe, just maybe, they'll understand just a little bit about what it is that they're actually doing. What would they do if there was a Humpty Dumpty tax in this county? And that the Humpty Dumpty tax was levied at 3.02% per hundred. Would they just collect it? And set it aside? And send out the check? Maybe I could have a Humpty Dumpty tax and they could just send it to me. So that whenever I fall off the wall, I can get glued back together again. This is the sort of stuff that goes on right where you are. This is one of the reasons why we become vocal local, because your government doesn't have a clue. They just operate. And if you happen to be a school superintendent, you can knock down $250,000 a year and hide in a closet someplace, maybe a corner closet with a rubber tree plant and a secretary. And every 4 years, you knock down $1 million and you continue to deliver out of the education system of America, graduating cum laude from Podunk U. A bunch of chimpanzees who were taught by a baboon. It was really curious to me when I queried Mr. Watkins in the search group for school administrators where they were looking for the candidates. Where would they draw the candidates from? And basically, it's just a local pool. Missouri, a little bit of a fringe around Missouri, but not much further than that. It's dipping out of the same well. They're looking for people who are already superintendents of schools. We're looking for people who have experience as superintendents of schools. You've all heard the adage, the most certain measure of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. Perhaps we need to get out of the pool. Maybe we need to look someplace else for a superintendent of schools than those that have been superintending fools for the past 20, 30, or 40 years. Maybe we need to get out of the field of education entirely to find a superintendent of schools. Maybe we should look for somebody that has a master's in business administration and would approach the education process as a business. And if the product was defective, he would take immediate remedy to make the products effective. If the young children cannot pass tests, he would find out why. But then you have to get outside of this patronage system. You have to get outside and buck the system. You've got to buck the school boards. You've got to buck the teachers' unions. You've got to buck the federal government, FedEd, and UNESCO. And so we're not going to find anybody coming into the school district here as a superintendent, other than another go-along to get-along. Well, that's my rant for today. Thanks for listening. I'll be back again tomorrow. Until then, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
Hi,
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.